Blog Talk Radio. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this afternoon, Father, with a grateful heart and with an humble heart. And as we come, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. And we come with an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for blessing us to rise and shine into a brand new day that we have not known, have not seen, and will never know again. We thank you for the creation of this day, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to share your precious word, Father God, with the universe, that whosoever believeth, Father God, and receive, Father God, shall have all of the eternal gifts and the blessings, Father God, that belong to you, that you have so graciously provided, Father, and turned over to your children. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, that your word will never return unto your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. Help us not to be a hearer only, but to be a doer of the word. And so we say thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, we praise you, and we glorify your name forever, 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 and forevermore. Thank you, Father. Have your way, Father. You're the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, while we are yielded, and while we are still. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. We honor him, we bless him, we praise him. He is good all the time. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank God for this media platform, internet, radio. Glory be to God. However you are receiving the word, amen. With today's technology, there's no telling how you might be receiving it, but the good news is that it's coming forth. Amen. So we thank God for an opportunity to serve. I bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. This platform we meet on 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about our ministry and everything that we have going on. And it's a lot going on, and it's a lot to come. But we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you on this day. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention to the scripture coming out of 150th Psalms. Psalms 150th division. Amen. And it reads like this. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, we are told here, amen, in this scripture and all throughout, amen, the word of God, Old Testament, New Testament too, Amen. Where God encourages us, amen, to praise him. God encourages us, amen, to give him, amen, what is due him. Praising God for his goodness unto all men. God is good to the good, the bad. God is good to the saved, the unsaved. Amen. God is just good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. And the Lord is good. Amen. He gives us breath. Amen, because if we wasn't breathing, we wouldn't be living. Amen, he gives us the activity of our limbs, a reasonable portion of strength. Glory be to God. We have the basic needs, amen, in reference to food, shelter, and clothing. Amen, we all obtain that on one level or another. And I'm telling you, family and friends, and I mean, we can go on and on and on, count how many blessings and name them one by one, count how many blessings, see what the Lord has done. The Lord is good. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes we tend to forget how good he is. Sometimes when we get stuck, amen, in a situation, amen, and because most of us are spoiled rotten, the Lord has spoiled us rotten. I'm telling you, he's just so good to us, amen, and then we want to go kicking and fussing and crying when we don't get our way, when we want something, it don't come quick enough, it don't come fast enough, we can't figure out why it didn't come the way we wanted to come, intended it to come by the deadline we wanted to come, and we have our own criteria, goals, and deadlines on certain prayer requests. Glory be to God. And we're praying and we're praying and we're praying and we think that we're doing everything that it's required in prayer. The Lord tells us that if his people called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he promised us, amen, that, amen, he would hear us, answer us, and God would heal the land. God promises us, amen, glory be to God. Sin is the only thing that separates us, amen, from God. But when we confess our sins, amen, which means there's a turning, which means that you're sorry that you sinned and you don't want to sin and don't intend, amen, to do it again. Amen, we have the sins of omission and the sins of commission. Amen, glory be to God. The sins where you know you're sinning, and then the sins, amen, that you don't know you're sinning, or the things that you should have done that you didn't do. And so we come short so often, amen, but God's grace and mercies is everlasting, moving from generation to generation, amen, and he's just so kind and forgiving. And so when we confess, he forgives us, glory be to God. But even then, amen, we contend in prayer, amen. He said we have not because we ask not, and we ask God for the desires of our heart, amen. He encourages us through his word, and that he gets pleasure in our prosperity, amen, that when we delight ourselves in him, God will grant us the desires of our heart, amen. Glory be to God. When we seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen, hallelujah, and his righteousness, hallelujah, then God will give unto us, amen, absolutely everything. Amen. According to Matthew 6:33, anything that we ask in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, believing, amen, we shall receive, amen. According to God's will, God is going to do it, because God has to honor his will, amen, because he is one with his will. God is one with his word. God cannot be separated from his word. Amen. He honors his word even above his name. Amen. Glory be to God. He is not a man and he is not a liar. Amen. So the bottom line is we can depend on God. Amen. We can depend on God, beloved. But we know that, you know, when prayer goes forth, beloved, amen, because of spiritual warfare, amen, glory be to God, there's a lot of spiritual warfare because we fight an opponent, amen, and he is invisible, amen, Satan and his demons, amen, glory be to God. They are as real as God is. God is real and the devil is real too, amen, glory. God's power is real and the devil's power is real. Amen. But we don't have to be overly concerned about Satan's power, because the Bible tells us that greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Amen. So we are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious in him. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So when we pray, amen, all we have to do is believe the prayers. Pray in spirit, pray in truth, because God is a spirit. Amen. And so we pray earnestly. We pray sincerely. We pray in faith. We pray, amen, knowing that God has already qualified us, amen, to come before him. Amen. Regardless of the devil's, amen, accusations, amen, we come before the Lord, amen, knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We've been washed by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are a royal priesthood. So we have so many privileges. We have authority. Amen. We have the anointing. We have the covering. We have the blessing. We have the permission of God. We have everything we need. We have everything we need. And then sometimes, because of that, beloved, amen, and the process, see, the process, amen. Sanctification is a process, amen. The moment we ask God for something in prayer, God answers, amen. He answers immediately, but it does not always manifest immediately. Glory be to God. Sometimes, amen, because God is working, amen, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, in the middle of the scenes, God is preparing you and setting you up to receive it. Amen. Because a blessing out of season can be a curse. Glory be to God. So because God is preparing you and God is just not working on your end, he's working on all ends. See, and sometimes that takes time. See, it takes time according to our clock, but we have to remember that God does not work in time. Amen. God is in eternity. God is outside of time. Time was created for us. Amen. God took a slice of eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. And called the time. Amen. That is for us. That's why we have a beginning. That's why we have an end. Amen. Glory be to God. But God has no beginning and God has no end. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Amen. He is eternal. And so, beloved, because of that, amen, and so God is setting everything up and preparing the stage, amen, hallelujah, it takes time, amen, for God to do it, amen. Sometimes, amen, it might take 5 seconds, amen, it might take 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, whatever. Amen. We just know, amen, that God has heard and God has answered. Glory be to God. And sometimes, beloved, we get a little impatient, amen, when we move out of the spirit into the flesh. Amen. That's why we have to be careful, amen, to stay in prayer and fasting, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Glory be to God. God does not want us, glory be to God, to, amen, to get into carnality and get into the flesh and get into our old ways of thinking. Amen. But he wants us to constantly be transformed in the renewing of our mind. Amen. Dying to the flesh. Amen. And renewed in the spirit day by day. Amen. Glory be to the living God. So God, it takes time. It takes time. And sometimes we get a little weary. And he tells us, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. God said, if you don't faint, I promise you, amen, you're going to get it. If you don't give up on me, I promise you, you're going to get it. If you don't throw in the towel, I promise you, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. But sometimes, beloved, amen, we get a little discouraged. And see, winners never quit and quitters never win. Amen. We have to persist until we succeed, because if you give up, amen, how can you get it? Amen. I don't care how close you came to it. Amen. But if you give up before you get to it, how are you going to get it if you gave up? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What we have to do, beloved, amen, is we have to learn, amen, how to hold on. We have to learn how to hold on to until our change come. Glory be to God. Brother Job said, though you slay me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on until my change come. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Beloved, amen. In the book of Acts, amen, chapter number 16, amen, Paul and Silas, amen, was thrown into jail. Amen. For preaching, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. They hadn't mugged nobody. They didn't carjack nobody. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hadn't started no arguments or no fights. All they was doing was carrying the good news of Jesus Christ. But because darkness hates light, amen, glory be to God, they came up, amen, against, amen, some struggles there. Amen. And the word tells us in verse number 22, in Acts 16, it says the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. So, beloved, we see here Paul and Silas, these were men of prayer. They had a lifestyle of prayer. They just didn't pray on Sundays. Amen. Hallelujah. They prayed consistently. They prayed without ceasing. They prayed 7 days a week. Amen. They prayed as they was coming and going. They were seeking the will of God, seeking the love of God. Amen. The purposes of God to be manifested through their lives. Amen. So they was doing a good work. Amen. Glory be to God. Doing what the Lord called us to do. Amen. Glory be to God. But yet, amen, even in the midst of that, glory be to God, beloved, they came up against a satanic attack and agenda. And the Bible says that they was thrown in jail. They was thrown in jail. Glory be to God. Not only was they thrown in jail, they was whipped, they was beaten. Amen. Which means they was abused. Oh, glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah. And all because, amen, they was doing what the Lord will have them to do. Amen. But beloved, they didn't give up. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, say, don't give up. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, say, hold on, huh? Hold on, hold on, hold on. Change. Change is about to come. When we continue to read in verse number 25, and it says, and about midnight at the darkest hour of the night, glory be to God, hallelujah, at the darkest hour, glory be, when the sun is gone, ain't no light, no natural light nowhere, at midnight, glory be to God. Somebody say it's always dark, it's right before dawn. Amen. When it looked like all hope was gone type of hour. Amen. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Instead of them crying, instead of them fussing at one another, fighting at one another, cussing everybody out, the Bible says they started praying again. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. God's going to hear your cry. For the Lord is promising. His word is true. Don't stop praying, saints. God's going to answer you. Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns, praying and singing at the midnight hour when everybody else was sleeping. Amen. And they was praying and singing when everybody else, amen, was in pain and groaning and fussing and wanting to die and contemplating suicide. They was praying and singing. Amen. God, not to Buddha. Amen. Hallelujah. But to God. Hallelujah. And the other prisoners was listening to them. Let me tell you something. When you open your mouth, somebody's listening. You might think nobody's listening, but somebody's listening. Be careful what's coming out your mouth, because somebody's listening. Oh, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Somebody's listening. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Somebody's listening. But the Bible tells us in verse number 26 that suddenly there was a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Suddenly, they didn't see it coming. Nobody saw it coming. Glory be to God. It was overtaken. One moment, amen, it was real quiet. All you could hear was the songs and the prayers. And the next second, hallelujah, you heard the violent earthquake. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This was no regular earthquake. Oh, no, this was at the top of the Richter scale, baby. And this was a violent earthquake to the point that the foundations of the prison was shaken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And at once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm telling you, God is coming through. I tell you, God is coming through. What do you do when you're going through? Hallelujah. What do you do from here to there? What do you do after you pray and you're waiting to see it? Somebody say, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him till the sun go down. You praise God. You praise him when you see him, when you don't see. You praise him when you hear and you don't hear. You praise him when you feel it and you don't feel it. You praise him. Glory be to God. Paul and Silas had no doubt that God was going to bring them out. But while they was waiting for God to bust a move, they said, I think I'll praise him while I'm waiting. I think I'll sing a song while I'm waiting. Glory, I think I'll wait with the right attitude. I think I'll wait in the right posture. Glory be to God. If I wasn't locked down in these chains, I would dance like David danced. Glory be to God. I said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Daniel prayed. God heard his prayer the moment Daniel sent it up. But because there was some spiritual warfare, there was some spiritual contention in the heavenlies that held up Daniel's prayer for 21 days. Daniel didn't stop praying. He didn't say, well, I think I'll go to sleep until I see it. He didn't say, I think I'll go in hibernation until I see it. Daniel kept praying. He kept praying. But because the warfare got heavy, there was a conspiracy against his life. Glory be to God. They lied on the boy, set the boy up, exaggerated the situation, strategized an evil agenda to come up against him. Glory be to God, to the point where they let him down in the lion's den. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But I come to tell you, even though those lions was hungry, they didn't eat Daniel. Daniel used them lions for a pillar as Daniel went to sleep. Glory be to God, because Daniel said, I think I wait until my change come. I think I remain constant, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as I know that my labor is not in vain. Oh, glory be to God. It got God's attention. It got God's attention. Glory be to God. Because Daniel said, I already know what I prayed for. And I know he coming through. He didn't come through yesterday. And he didn't come through today. But God knows he's coming through. And I'm going to wait. Somebody said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until he come. Glory be to God. And Daniel waited. And God came through. Come on, beloved. Somebody said, God is not a man. And God is not a liar. And the Bible tells us in verse number 48, Daniel chapter number 2, it says, then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators province of Babylon, while Daniel remained himself at the royal court. Here we see, beloved, where God promoted Daniel. Why? Because Daniel waited. Because Daniel waited. Daniel said, I'm going to praise him while I'm waiting. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to fall into depression. I said, I'm going to praise God while I'm waiting for God to bust a move. Glory be to God. And because God is faithful, and a faithful man shall abound in blessing. Hallelujah. Daniel was promoted. Hallelujah. Above all his enemies, he was promoted. And not only that, his friends was promoted. Be careful who you're hanging around with. Be careful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His friends was promoted at the same time because he waited. He waited. He said, I praise God while I'm waiting. I'm not going to cry. Oh, no. I'm not going to fall into a slumber. Oh, no. Well, glory be to God. I know God heard me. I know God's going to answer, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to serve him while I'm waiting. I'm going to pray while I'm waiting. I'm going to sing while I'm waiting. I'm going to give while I'm waiting. I'm going to shout while I'm waiting. I'm going to dance while I'm waiting. I said, I'm going to wait. Hallelujah. Ever love it. And he came through, and God came through. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you that you can depend on God. You can depend on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will shred on the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent, because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Beloved, I come to tell you there's benefits of waiting on God. I come to tell you there's benefits for waiting on God. Those who wait on God shall do exploits. Those who wait on God shall never be ashamed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor, hold on. Hold on. Change is about to come. Hold on. Hold on. Tell your neighbor, don't give up on God, because God hasn't given up on you. Glory be to God. Praise him. Praise him while you're waiting. Sing a song while you're waiting. Occupy till he come, because you know the train is coming. Oh, glory be to God. If you go down to the bus station right now, glory be to God, and buy a ticket to get on the bus. Beloved, you know the bus is a coming. It's a coming. Glory be to God. Read a book. It's a coming. Take a nap. It's a coming. Engage in some conversations with those around you, because the buses are coming. I come to tell you your blessing is coming, because God heard you. So your neighbor, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Glory be to God. God is coming. He's a coming. He heard your prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you got to wait. You got to wait. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait, somebody say wait, somebody say wait, somebody say wait, wait, hold your mule, hold your horses, wait, wait a little while longer, wait, glory be to God, hallelujah, God's not going to kill you, wait, well, he's not going to throw you up under the bus, wait, stop being so impatient, and wait, somebody say wait, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. They shall mount up. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Beloved, I come to tell you the good news. Remain faithful. Remain faithful. God heard your prayers. God's going to answer your prayers. You can't tell God what time to release it. Glory be to God. You just got to know it's a coming. Remain faithful. Hallelujah. And praise him. Praise God for what he's about to do. Give God some advanced praise. Give God some praise on credit. Praise God in great expectations while you're wait. It won't be long and you won't be disappointed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has a will. God has a time and God has a way. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye shall reap if you faint not. You shall reap if you faint not. Ye shall reap if you faint not. If you faint, you can't reap. If you quit, you can't win. Oh, hold on. Hold on. The battle is not given to the swift. Glory be to God. The battle's not given to the strong, but unto him who endureth until the end. You got to go the whole game. You got to go full run. You got to do a whole run. You can't stop one step before base. You got to take it all the way home. Glory be to God. Tell your neighbor, hold on. Hold on. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. God got you. God got you. When you least expect it, you're elected. When you least expect it, at midnight, when Paul and Silas were singing and praising, here God came at midnight and caused the earthquake. I said, yeah, that God is going to shake some stuff up, but he might wait to midnight. You got to wait with God. If God comes through at midnight, you got to be ready at midnight. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Change is about to come. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, hallelujah, today is your day. Today is your day. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Give God your heart. Hallelujah. Come on and repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. I'm godly sorry. I now accept Jesus Christ into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Righteousness, to lead me and guide me in the way that I should go for the balance of my days on earth as I follow you and allow you to lead me in the pathway of righteousness. Thank you. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus, amen, hallelujah.org. Amen. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Let us pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hold on. Hold on and hold on. While you're at our website, amen, visit our agenda, see what our daily routine and this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you desire to sow a seed into the rich soil of God's word, amen. Hallelujah. and God will return unto you. Amen. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold crop, 100-fold harvest. In due season, nothing before its season. God does not release anything before his season, not even your prayer requests. But in due season, if you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you don't faint, if you don't turn your back on God, you're going to get what you prayed for. You're going to get what you desired. You're going to get it because it's God's good pleasure to give it to you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God, we say thank you. We bless you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. God, thank you for helping us to hold on. Oh, Father God, the devil tried to get us to turn around right before the breakthrough. We didn't know that our breakthrough was coming in the morning. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you that we didn't quit. Thank you that we didn't get to, we might have got discouraged, but we bounced back. We might have fell down, but we got up again. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing us through. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The day has come. The morning has come. Joy cometh in the morning. We want to say thank you for the morning and helping us to hold on when we thought we wasn't strong enough. Thank you for helping us to hold on when we thought we was too weak to hold on. We found out when we were weak, then are we strong, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all those sowing into the ministry today. Thank you for all the souls that have given their life to you today. Thank you, Father God, for all those who have received the gospel message on today. We bless you and we say thank you as we move forward in the balance of this day, Father. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Premature death. Glory be to God. Accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Philadelphia signing out. Love you.
I'm gonna wait on you. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. For you to see me through, abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait for you to see me through, abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you, Lord. Patiently, and Lord, help me to seek your face while I'm waiting. Setting your word be anxious for nothing, so I'll continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through, hiding your word, you know it's true. Stand still, do you tell me to move? I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you. Oh, while I wait until I hear from you, help me, Jesus, for you to see me.
Wait on.
Be still and wait on.
Wait on.
Wait on.